Hello, I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
And we are here live during intermission of Batman Live. So guys, so far, what do you think?
I'm not entirely sure what it is that I've just watched for the last 40 minutes, but it's boring and very strange.
Okay, Daniel.
There's a lot of things I could have spent money on, and this is one that I did, and I'd like it back, please.
Within the first few minutes, I was like, oh my gosh, how much did I spend on this? Because so far, so it has a circus theme. Seems like they do like a few seconds of dialogue to move to the next part where people can swing from ropes. Ben.
Yep, that's about it. That is about it. And when they swing from ropes, they pretty much just do the same thing over and over again for a solid 10 minutes.
In different costumes.
I'd say out of the first 40 minutes, there was probably a solid 20 minutes of padding.
Like, by padding, you mean circus
fluff
work?
Yeah. That had nothing to do with the actual story.
Daniel, are the actors in this people that did not make the cut for Cirque du Soleil?
I don't know, because there's a lot of wires. And I was of the impression that Cirque du Soleil didn't use those, so...
There are a lot of wires.
Ben, when Catwoman and Batman fought during the opening sequence, I should say, here we are at Batman Live. We're going to spoil the show for you.
So, yeah, you don't care.
When Batman and Catwoman fought, I whispered to you guys, why are they in the Matrix?
I thought that very same thing moments before you whispered it.
Because they're on wires and they were sort of flying.
They were. It looked like Agent Smith and Neo toned down in coolness.
It reminded me of when Trinity jumps up in the air to kick.
Yeah.
Daniel, funniest thing you've seen so far. We're only at intermission, so I mean, this is... What's up?
Wait. Funny as in intentional or funny as
no,
in...
No, not intentional.
I would say that the overuse of Richard Grayson's shortened name.
Okay, wait. Hold on a second. Sci-fi Christian. Don't forget.
I understand. That's why I put it in code.
Okay.
On a similar theme,
I would say that the funniest part was Catwoman giving Batman a ball shot and watching him fly halfway across the stage.
Okay. All right. I did have a thought, and now it's slipping my mind. Thanks for that, Ben.
You're welcome.
So we've been introduced to all four villains, all five villains so far. Riddler, Catwoman, Penguin, Two-Face, Joker. They are going to team together to try to kill Batman. So, within the first 5 minutes of the show.
Well, is Joker actually part of the plot to kill Batman?
Oh, not yet.
I think Joker's kind of on his own.
Yeah, you're right. So far, that's true. In the first 5 minutes of the show, we actually saw two major death scenes. Death of the Waynes, death of the Graysons.
Yes.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. So what made me think of that is this is kind of a kid show, it turns out, which we weren't completely aware of until we walked in. And
Can I just say my favorite quote from Matt Anderson?
No, Let me just say this. Ben, we walked in to the Xcel Energy Center here in St. Paul, Minnesota, and Ben and I realized we are maybe the only two adults without children here. You brought your daughter, Molly.
Yeah, so I'm good. I'm good.
I'm looking around. I'm right now in my seat here in the Xcel Center, looking around. Did not sell out. Did it, Ben?
Well, we got about 20% full here.
I think you're being good with 20%. I come to swarm games, and this bottom end will get pretty much full in this bottom bowl. I mean, you know, but this is pretty painful. And
so, what did you say? What was your favorite quote?
Favorite quote, if your kids weren't afraid of clowns, come to Batman Live.
Yeah, there's like an evil army of clowns.
Yeah. It seems to transition between horror movie and kid-appropriate porno.
Oh, okay. I have to edit that. We can't say that. Remember how there's things that we're not allowed to say on the show?
He's getting his, you know, his feet back on the, you know. He's got to get his podcast legs going.
Yes.
The set is cool looking.
It's very cool.
There's a huge Batman logo, and then that's the background. It's some sort of computer animation cartoon style that changes as they change, like, scenes. So instead of changing all, like, the set behind them, this electronic huge television just changes.
Yeah.
So walking into the Xcel Energy, to the very empty Xcel Energy Center, it was still impressive. And we even said, as we were going in line to get some food, that we were still expecting it to be good. How wrong we were.
How many stars would you give it at halftime?
Well, let me just say this. I think it's going to rival Batman and Robin in horribleness.
Yeah, I'm at about a star and a half, 2 stars right now.
I'm actually kind of missing the nipple bat suit right at the moment.
I'm at a 1 star right now. And
that nipple bat suit would only help the one theme that I emphasized.
You know, though, Ben's right. I mean, there really is a lot of...
weird dialogue?
Well, a lot of going to the romantic angle a little... There's a lot of tension between Batman and Catwoman.
And Catwoman clearly said to Penguin's now girlfriend, Crystal Frost, who I don't think exists, be careful, Crystal. You know that penguins mate for life.
Indeed, they do.
Quite the warning from Catwoman. I'm not sure what she means by that.
I don't know either, because it's a kid's show. And I'm being appropriate on the Sci-Fi Christian.
Colin from the UK recommended this. Colin, you're my friend. I'm interested to see what...
So maybe...
I'm going to have to... No, let me just say this real quick. I'm going to find Colin's original review, and I'm going to put it at the end of this episode that you're hearing right now, just so there's a balanced review, because I think the three of us here are agreed that this is not awesome, but we want a balanced review.
But maybe Colin saw it in a full arena.
Yes.
Where the where there was excitement and anticipation, and maybe he didn't have the cast that did the last of the 8 shows in America who are ready to get out of here and go to the next city.
I'm wondering, so we're here at the last show in St. Paul, out of however many they had. I wonder if the understudies are up tonight.
Oh, I don't think it's the acting that's the problem so much as the script.
Or lack thereof.
Oh, the other thing I loved was the giant dining table that went downhill.
Yeah, now I was waiting for somebody to go sliding down that table. You're going to have an angle, let's slide, man.
I think that, yeah, they were trying to do perspective by making the table get larger as it went further back from the audience. And then they had a large chair, like oversized chair, which would have been fine, but then one of the characters sat in the chair.
And that got awkward.
And I think they may have wanted Richard to look small, Master Richard. But it didn't work out well for Master Richard. I mean, it just didn't look right.
That's true. Well, I think that probably much sums up where we're at right now. We'll be back at the end of this with
more. I'm just commenting. I had a Facebook friend of mine say she wanted to go to this. And so I'm just reassuring her that she did the right thing and saved her money by not going.
And we've had people on our Facebook page say they're jealous of us, except for Kobe, who is actually making fun of us.
Can I say one thing on that?
Yeah.
Kobe's my nemesis.
Yeah.
He's right. Kobe, you were right on this one. And I don't say that lightly, but it is true.
Well.
He's probably right. Again, I also have Facebook friends that are saying they're jealous because they saw a picture of us here. And no. No.
Don't be jealous.
Well, I'm going to shut up now. Let's just hang in tight. I think Colin said the second half is better. So let's hang in there, guys, and we'll see what happens. So, all right. Daniel, were you going to say something before I cut off there?
How's that hot dog treating you?
Oh, my gosh. So this is aside from the Batman Live, but Xcel Energy Center has what I would call literally the worst hot dog I've ever had. Well, hot dog bun, though, especially. The hot dog bun, it turns out, is an important aspect to the total hot dog experience.
Yeah, I feel like that was a mistake.
Of course, they only had like 2 things you could have chose from, so.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll be back with more here at Batman Live. Well, we're back. This show has come to its dramatic conclusion.
Thank God.
Batman Live, the World Arena Tour. I think there were so many times where I was sitting there thinking, I can't believe I'm watching this. It was that bad. Daniel.
It was that bad. It was painful. It was horrible. I couldn't decide if it was for kids due to the lack of complex story or if it was for adults as we watched human bodies hang from chains in front of us.
I had the exact same thought. I said they couldn't decide if it was for kids or for adults because they made sexual references and jokes. Like Daniel just said, they had corpses hanging. Well, they're in body bags at least. But there's body bags hanging from chains during almost the entire third act.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe at the end, like, they would lower them and they'd all be alive and it was just a trick. But no, they were dead. They were definitely dead.
Oh, they were dead.
But then meanwhile, there were themes that seemed to be aimed at children, like juggling and magic,
hula hoops,
magic tricks, and
horses.
horses.
And then, like, Robin being basically the hero of the story.
Yeah, that was dumb. Yeah, I spent my weekend learning foreign languages and doing intense theological study to make myself smarter. And after 2 hours of Batman Live, the net total of my weekend is that I'm a billion times stupider than when it started.
So I did some searches during the intermission, which lasted approximately 7 hours.
No. The intermission was probably legitimately 25 minutes.
It was 25 minutes.
And it was almost exactly 2 hours that were in there. So that means the whole product was only 1 hour and 35 minutes at most.
It felt a lot longer.
So I was searching through reviews. Anaheim and St. Paul papers basically raved about the video screen and how the video screen was like one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I mean, the video screen was
and stole the show.
And they didn't
criticize the show. They just were talking about how great the video screen was.
I do think the video screen was cool, but not so cool. Like, not worth. I'm taking out my ticket here. We spent before all of the crazy taxes and all that stuff.
Do we have to confess this on the air?
$45 was a straight up price, but then there were some taxes on top of that. So I think, like, I don't know. Let's just say 45 was a minimum we spent.
So what you're telling me is for what we spent, we could have sponsored a Compassion Child for 4 months.
With all of us? Yes. All of us, we could have maybe even 5 months.
Or seen Dark Knight Rises about 5 times each.
Or owned 2 copies of Dark Knight Rises.
One for us, one for a friend.
That's right. One for your Compassion Child.
So Ben, you had said that potentially before it started, you thought maybe this could compare to Dark Knight Rises. Thoughts?
Well, that was tongue in cheek.
Yes.
But I just want to say for everybody who has complained about Dark Knight Rises, which I loved it, but okay, some people complained, go see this and then apologize to Christopher Nolan.
Okay. All right,
And George Clooney.
George Clooney. This made Batman and Robin look Shakespearean by comparison.
Okay, there was an aspect of interactivity between the audience and the show that wasn't clear. Like, there's sometimes where the actors were asking for cheers from the crowd. Like, when the Penguin came out and he started talking and it was just dead silent. And he, like, actually tapped his microphone, like, is this thing on? And then, I mean, what was happening there? Why were they interacting with the live audience?
Why not? Well, I mean, they're there.
It was like a real circus
event. To make sure we're still alive?
Because they've been doing this show for months, and that's what it
takes. But this is only the second city in the U.S.
To all the actors who are part of Batman Live, well, you guys got yourselves into this.
The good news is I don't think any of them will be listening.
Yes.
Well, if anybody involved with Batman Live is listening, call us at 612-4121-SFC. Let us know what's going on behind the scenes. We'll keep your identity a secret. What's that? Are you
saying drug
use?
Yes. I thought he was just saying nebulizers and maybe asthma conditions.
Okay, last thing, and then we can wrap this up. I know that we're all saying we didn't like it, and we'll give our ratings at the very end. But if we had to say either a favorite character or a favorite scene, I'll start just to get the ball rolling. But just start thinking.
Nope.
There was one thing that came out. Like, they had some kind of cool sets, especially with the Joker. And there was one time where a huge face of the Joker came out. Like, it was some sort of statue-ish thing. And it looked like it had teeth and whatever. But the teeth ended up being the gymnastic people. No, the gymnastic people. And so the teeth became humans. And then the hair was moving. And all of a sudden I realized, they have people dressed in all green. That was kind of cool.
So wait a minute, your favorite character was the Joker's teeth.
My favorite scene, or my favorite like set piece, or whatever you want to say, was that. And then also they had a huge hot air balloon that got bazooka down, which was kind of cool. So that would be probably my favorite set piece. I don't know if that's not necessarily a scene, but okay, Benton.
The Skyway back to the parking garage.
Daniel.
I would really like to say that my favorite character might have been Master Richard Grayson.
Yes.
Yes, Master Richard.
Richard, Grayson. Yes.
All right, well.
Though I did actually like Catwoman.
What did you like about her?
She's hot.
Oh, you can't say that. Well, is that really that tall? Because
no, I mean, she's helpful. It's the most complex character out there.
There was a moment where Joker got pretty metaphysical.
Yeah, we all of a sudden morphed into existential philosophy 5 minutes before the end of the show.
And there was an underlying theme of, like, going for a good guy instead of a bad guy between Harley Quinn and Catwoman, and how she was trying to get Harley, Catwoman was trying to get Harley Quinn to not chase that for after a guy who isn't pursuing her.
Yeah. Like,
would you guys quit reaching?
Yeah, stop. Let's get to those ratings.
Okay, so you're saying it's not worth analyzing?
There's no.
I would have
to. This is literally a show that's based on taking Sesame Street Live, putting Batman in it, and then putting dead corpses to make it adult friendly. That's all this is.
This is what I'll start. I'm going to give it a 1. And before you say that's too high, I'm going to defend myself by saying I was so surprised by how bad it was. It was actually funny to me. And I knew I needed to remember this, so during the intermission, I bought myself a commemorative mug that says Batman Live World Arena Tour.
And we made fun of you.
I want to remember that we were at this because it was that bad, but that funny. Daniel, rating?
I was going to say -3.
Yeah.
But then I saw the couple in front of us make out, so it brings families together. So as they get into their minivan, I'm going to say -2.
Okay, good. Good. And finally...
By the way, my daughter who came with us says she's now scarred for life.
Wow. I asked that. Molly what her favorite scene was, and even Molly at age 10 said there was no favorite scene.
None.
Ben.
Half a star for the video screen.
Okay. That's a fair score.
How'd those hot dogs treating you?
I would say that the hot dog was better than the show. I'm going to rate it a 1.5. In comparison, not very good, but it was my favorite part of what we did.
So, Sci-Fi Christian fans, what you missed when we turned the recorder off is Matt Anderson is actually driving us home, and he almost killed Ben and me.
No, I didn't.
He apparently does not know how to use ramps within parking garages.
What?
He does not notice signs that say down only or signs that say... exit. As you can hear now, you may have just heard him say, do we really want to go on 94 West? The answer is perhaps.
It'll work.
So here's what you need to remember, fans. If Matt, in fact, had killed us, that would have left you with Kobe.
Oh, so
make sure to be nice to Kobe when you hear about field trips like this, because he may be all that's left of the Sci-Fi Christian hosting staff if Matt has his way and kills
worst
us all.
Thing ever, the last thing we do
life
is the Batman Live.
Come on, there's other things that could
what
be
would
worse.
You, if you only had one day to live, what would you do?
Batman Live!
All right, so Ben, when was the moment you knew it was going to go downhill?
When we had 5 minutes within the first 7 minutes of the show of pantomime horses running around in circles. That's when I knew that we were in for a uniquely awful experience.
But they were on stilts. How could you say it's going to be awful if they're on stilts?
Because there's something about Batman and what you expect when you walk into a Batman experience. And then there was that. And those two things did not even remotely connect.
Speaking of stilts, Scarecrow was on stilts for no reason.
I think it was supposed to be like a vision of how scary he looked because of the gas.
Yeah, but he was on stilts before he even gassed Batman.
This is true.
Well, when are they going to put in a stilt change?
Which made me think, Batman, just knock him over. He's on stilts. He's not going to be able to fight back. And they kept on giving all the people powers they don't actually have. Like, in order to gas him from afar, he was just shooting his hands at him like he was, like he had some sort of wizard power. It was weird. Catwoman flying was pretty sweet.
So we've established that Batman Live is not canon.
No, not canon.
And that Scarecrow is a wizard. Matt, when did you know it was going to go bad for you?
Really early on. But, really within minutes, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe we spent this much money on this show. Like, this was a... How did we make this big of an error? We were saying off the air that, we really misjudged the quality of this program.
Why didn't we leave at the intermission?
Because we paid $45+.
Oh, but that's like... paid $45 for 1 hour of suffering or $45 for 2 hours of suffering?
It was really only an hour and a half.
We may... I count the time waiting for the thing to get over with during the intermission as suffering. So we really made a bad investment worse.
I think you also have to count the time that that hot dog is going to be lingering in your tummy.
That's true.
I didn't even finish it. That's how bad it was.
So for me, the moment that I thought, hey, this is a little over the top, a little, I've lost it. I think pretty early on, Matt looked over and I was just laughing uncontrollably. And the Joker was not on the scene and I hadn't been gassed yet. But later when I saw the acrobats, there was a group of male acrobats with no shirts and nude-colored tights on, in which my daughter kept looking at them and saying, I think I can see their butt. Yeah. At that point, I was like, okay, I think I'm off.
Yeah, that was a special moment for all of us.
The Snowflake Boys.
Snowflake Boys.
Some of Batman's fiercest enemies in the comics.
My daughter, immediately after we got into the car, admitted to me that this has stolen her youth.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, totally.
I think it kind of stole mine, too.
I'm glad we saw it.
Why?
It's memorable. This is so bad. This is one of the worst things we've ever seen.
I don't know. We all went together and we saw the movie Paul. And we didn't like Paul per se. So
you thought this was better than Paul?
No, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Yeah. Paul was better than this.
Yeah, that's true.
And shorter.
It was.
Paul did not have a 25-minute intermission.
That's true. And we were the only ones that had no kids.
Without kids. And I realized we have seriously misjudged what this is going to be.
Yeah, because there was no one. There was no one there. And I, as we were talking about, I'm a Swarm ticket season ticket holder. And I've seen it on nights where I thought to myself, you know, it's fairly empty. There's still 7,000, 8,000 people there. There couldn't have been more than 1,000 people there tonight, if I'm being generous.
Yeah.
Well, and consider that the stage is taking up a good third of the arena. And so you really only have two-thirds of the arena. And the upper deck's all closed. Nobody's up there. So we're really just talking about a small percentage of the arena that's open, relatively speaking. And you could have shot a cannon off and not hit anyone.
I like how, speaking of shooting cannons, when Batman was discussing what the Batmobile could do, the only feature he showed was that it shot flares in case of an emergency. Like, if Batman is shooting flares for help, who's gonna come? He's
a Superman, Ben's least favorite hero, would be the one to come.
No, Superman doesn't exist in this world, I hope.
In the Batman live world, there has to be a Superman.
It would make sense. Joker did make a reference to going to
Metropolis. Yeah, you're right. Is that where they're going with a sequel? Batman Live 2 enters the Superman?
We'll just have to see how Men of Steel does next year.
Hey, if Batman Live has a sequel, I'm going. And you guys are coming with me.
No. No. Why would you go?
No, I probably wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's better.
But I do like... I like the fact that we went today. I think we would be wrong to go ever again. I think we've learned our lesson. This is forgivable. Going a second time. But this is what I'm saying, audience. If you're listening to this, you think it might be cool and that maybe you should go, but don't give in to those feelings.
Unless you didn't like Dark Knight Rises, and then you need to go. You deserve to go.
Like, tell what's something that people may like. Like, if they like this, then they would love Batman Live, Ben.
Batman and Robin and Green Lantern.
Daniel.
Let's see. Dora the Explorer Live.
Yes. If you like Disney on Ice.
Oh, no. I've been to several Disney on Ice. And you know what those shows have? They don't have a story, but at least they have transitions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And they don't have corpses dangling from the ceiling.
That was disturbing. I'm not just trying to pick on the show. It was weird that they had bodies and body bags hanging from chains for a huge portion of the end of the show.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Disney on Ice, you know, they have skilled ice dancers and figure skaters who do tricks and jumps and spins and have skill, where Batman Live had people who chained themselves to ropes that were then moved through the air by those ropes.
Yep. Batman Live did a weird thing where, to show that somebody was inside a building, they would have a miniature version of the building and then have the person sit on top of it. Like, I know you're listening to this and thinking, what is he talking about? Yes, that's the feeling you should have.
That was a 100% accurate description. Stop trying to read into it, figure it out, people. He means exactly what he said.
For example, Catwoman was first on the scene robbing the museum. So in order to depict that she was inside the museum, they had a little miniature version of a museum, like doghouse size, and they had Catwoman sitting on top of it. She's inside the museum. Same thing with Arkham Asylum. They're inside Arkham Asylum, so one of the characters, Harley Quinn, was sitting on top of a miniature version of the asylum.
So, let's play better or worse.
Oh, man.
Better or worse than Green Lantern.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Worse. Worse than Green Lantern, which is saying something, because that's one of my least favorite movies I've ever seen.
Worse.
Yeah. Okay, give us another one.
Worse.
Batman and Robin.
I think worse.
And worse.
I hate that one even more than Green Lantern.
Worse.
Yeah.
Where else can we go with this? Well, I haven't seen Fantastic Four, but I've heard bad things about it from you.
No,
but
I would say
worse. Worse.
Batman Live is worse.
Okay.
Fantastic Four 2, Rise of the Silver
Surfer. I'd still say worse.
Worse. I agree.
Oh my gosh.
You want to get over it?
There may be nothing. Nothing may be worse than what we just saw.
Wait. I went to Care Bears Live.
Better or worse than Batman Live?
I'm sorry, dear. Again, my daughter's sitting here in the car.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it when you were 4, but it was worse.
Care Bears Live. Okay,
was
so
worse.
Wait. Live. There's redeeming value there because a 4-year-old would enjoy it. Here, a 4-year-old would be traumatized.
Yes. Speaking of that, there was a child just 4 seats away from us crying because, well, first of all, there was a huge scarecrow guy on stilts. Plus, there was dangling corpses.
So at least Care Bears Live, you can feel like you've done well as a parent.
You know?
You took one for the team.
Well, and you know what, Ben? I think you may have convinced me here, because as Matt and I talked about, at one point, Batman stabs a guy through the middle of the chest.
I'm glad you remember to say this. Yes, Batman... No, yeah.
He cuts a guy.
He stabs somebody through with a sword. Killed him. Batman killed somebody in this.
In front of kids!
Yeah.
Oh, I had... At one point during the show, I whispered to both of you guys that the lightsaber battle in New Hope between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader had better choreography than the sword fights in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, you know when you're just playing with your friends sword fighting and it's like super slow motion and you're barely touching each other because you don't want to break whatever fake sword you're using? Yeah, that is what happened here, only we paid to see it.
Do you and Ryan Strelo do that?
Yeah, sometimes at Ryan Strelo Studios, we have fake sword fights, which is fun.
I can see that happening.
You know what I think we learned about Gotham City today? They clean up the streets using dance-offs. Thoughts?
Yes, dance-offs. Like, Batman watched a huge group of evil clowns dancing and then, like, fighting poses at them.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. One of the kids that was over to our left, not too many seats away, I can't remember his exact words, but it was something like,
"Do it!
Do it!" Like, basically like, "Go get him, Batman! Why are you watching them dance?"
That is true. Fans universally acknowledge that Batman and Robin is the lowest of low points for the Batman franchise. Are we really prepared to say that we have outdone that?
Yes. Yes, that's what's happening.
I think so, but this is a heavy pronouncement to make. Colin, yeah. Something's wrong with you.
Colin, you said that you like this. I think part of the reason...
Maybe he's trying to get our hopes up.
I think part of the reason that we thought it would be good is because Colin from the UK said it would be good.
Okay, I'm going to just say this. I never thought it was going to be good. So what happened to me is I got an email from the Excel Center about this.
Yeah?
I posted it on Facebook. And 2 hours later, I get a Facebook message from Matt that says, "We're going. This is happening. Ben's already on board."
This is that does sound like me. I do say this is happening.
Yeah. And then I went home, and my wife informed me that I was going.
I can't believe you're trying to, like, pass a buck and say you didn't want to go. So there's never been a part of you that wanted to go to this.
The part of me that may have been three.
What disturbs me is the complete lack of hesitation on our parts, Matt.
Yes, we were gung-ho.
There was not a moment where we either of us said to each other, this might be dumb.
I'm pretty sure there was a video attached to my Facebook post.
We watched it and said, yes.
You're right. You're right. Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, what can we do? We gave it a shot. It's Batman. It's our favorite hero.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think that listeners of the Sci-Fi Christian are probably going to have such low expectations now that when it comes to their city, it might actually be awesome.
No, that's impossible. That's
not true. That's impossible.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. I know that you're listening to this thinking they're being hard on it. They thought it was going to be good, and then it wasn't that good. So now and you kind of want to give it a shot just so you can know for yourself. If you want to waste your money, then that's fine. But I'm telling you, we're not exaggerating. It is as bad as we're saying.
If you bought tickets, sell them at a loss. Scalp them. Give them away. Sell them at a loss. I mean, there's no worse investment than spending your time on this. Okay, you can still save yourself that. You might be $50 in the hole, but you can save yourself that time investment.
I think if you bought tickets, go. Because I don't mind, because we only used up, after travel time, 3 hours of our evening. Almost 4 hours of our day.
Wait.
Because you came
at 4. If you bought a ticket to be waterboarded, would you then go so you wouldn't waste your money?
Well, first of all, I think I'd be a little more discerning in winning the purchase of that ticket.
But I don't know. I'm worried about you and I after this.
So, I'm just saying, if you already have your ticket, go. We've already spoiled the entire thing. I mean,
well, we don't really tell how it ends.
Spoiler alert, Batman wins.
Robin wins. Yeah. And Batman gets drugged.
Yes, Robin wins because he's agreed to do anything that Bruce Wayne tells him to do for the rest of his life.
Just think about that, people.
Good job, Master Richard.
Yeah, stop.
Okay. So, was anybody else disturbed when Catwoman told Batwoman that it was good for him to have a kid around?
Batman?
Yes.
Sorry. No, I don't blame Daniel for being confused on that point.
So, Bat, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of was thinking, what does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? There's a few lines where they threw him out there, and like, we look at each other like, I don't know what they're trying to say. Like, is that
meant to be perverted?
Yeah. Like, not that specific line, but there were a few lines. Specifically, Harley Quinn had a ton of things that she said, and it was like, I don't know why you're saying that and what this is starting to mean. Yeah. This was a mess.
And to think that the reason this show happened was to capitalize on the success of the Dark Knight trilogy.
Is Batman Live, the World Arena Tour, going to do to Batman what shows like Batman from the 1960s and Batman Robin did to Batman?
To Batman stage shows, yes. Thankfully, based on today's attendance, the movie should be safe.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't think, and even if it was well attended, it's not like a widespread thing, so I don't think people are really... I think we're going to be in the minority of the whole world that gets to see this, which is also kind of a cool thing.
Nope, it's not.
If you're looking to do something unique, Sci-Fi Christian listeners, go to Batman Live because it will not be around long. I don't anticipate this making it out of the year 2013, because I think the tour probably goes at least... Well, maybe not. How many cities is it hitting in the United States? If I know off the top of your head.
8, 10, 12.
So it might be just a 2012 thing and then on to countries that don't know any better.
It wasn't a big list. I'm going to just say this.
USO show.
If you have two shows coming to your community, because I know the Star Wars in Concert is still out there.
Yeah.
And it's still doing some touring. I think a lot of it's international right now, but there are international listeners. Save your money. Don't go to Batman. Save it for Star Wars in Concert.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know how that's going to help people here, but that's what else. Yeah.
Make it back to the U.S.
You could have basically said that to anything. Like, save your money and go to this movie, or
save your money and go see the new Katy Perry movie, whatever that is, or go see Justin Bieber's movie.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting a report from Molly. What it's called? What is it called, Molly?
Molly reports that the Katy Perry movie is actually quite good.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah.
It really is.
Molly, better or worse than Batman Live?
I think that... Of what?
Is Batman Live worse than the Katy Perry movie?
Katy Perry was really good, so it was worse.
Well, I don't know where we can go from there.
We have a new low in the Batman universe.
All right, guys. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
And we just wasted our money.
We're the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off.
All right, should we get to our Dark Knight news?
I think we should.
Or Batman news more this week.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Ben, where should we start?
We should start with the news that Batman is coming to a stage near you.
A stage?
Batman Live.
Okay, I saw this article. I just read the headline. I did not actually click on it. I thought it looked too strange, but go ahead and talk about it.
Oh, it looks really bizarre.
Okay.
It's a UK production that I believe is doing a musical version of Batman, complete with the Joker, Harley Quinn, Penguin, Riddler, Robin, all your favorite characters.
Okay.
It is touring in the UK this year. It will be in North America next year. Matt?
We're going.
We're going.
We're definitely going.
We will find a way. Even if it doesn't come to Minneapolis, we will see Batman Live.
All right. I will definitely do it, but I'm a little worried about this.
It's going to be terrible.
Based on Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, or what is it? Called?
Which is now on hold, by the way.
Yeah, because everybody on the cast got hurt, basically. Like, there's nonstop injuries.
I think Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark was trying to be something great and profound. I think Batman Live is trying to just be stupid.
And campy?
Yep. That's... I think it's in the Adam West mold.
Okay,
so
that will be better.
Yeah.
This is good news. Okay, look, we're going.
Yes. So definitely we're going to find a way to see this. Colin, by the way,
you could see it before us.
You could see it before us. So if you want to do a Sci-Fi Christian review for us, since you are in the UK.
A UK correspondent?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I think, Colin, this needs to happen.
Or better yet, set up your tent, invite us out to the UK, we'll all go together.
Matt, we're just starting to reestablish trust with Colin, not creep him out.
Okay.
We need to get the restraining order lifted against us first.
Well, all right. Batmobile?
Oh, wait. But before we go to the Batmobile, special announcement about Dark Knight Rises news this week for people like Brandon who are avoiding spoilers out there. We are going to start not with any Dark Knight Rises news, but with a special review from our very own Colin in the UK on the Batman stage show. So if you are avoiding Dark Knight Rises spoilers, stick around for a minute because we're going to hear from Colin first.
All right, let's hear it.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
I still need to play our theme song.
Very good point.
But I'll just cut it off now so we can hear Colin. Okay. It's tradition.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Hi, guys. It's Colin from England. I just realized I hadn't sent in a voicemail to cover it, which would be easier than writing it all out. First of all, let me say that this show will appeal to all people, whether you're 12 years old or a Batman nerd. They cover enough of the mythology in it to make it worthwhile for all ages to go. The Bat Car, the Batmobile, to give it its proper title, works really well on the stage show. Basically, the premise of the show is Robin's arrival. So there's a suitable amount of acrobatics in it. In fact, they use it as an excuse to get a lot of acrobatics in there. There's trapeze artists. There's a woman doing the old fitting herself in the double jointed shapes and sizes. Suitable amount of gymnasts. There's also a bit of a magic bit. The old woman in a box trick. The actors are good, the Joker's good, but to me the best one was the Harley Quinn. He was the best villain in the piece. And the way they weave it all together was really well done. Some of the fight scenes were a bit dodgy, but I dare say as they do the show more and more, they'll get better and better, especially when it crosses over to America. there's suitable amounts of special effects, lights, pyrotechnics, all that type of stuff. The Batcave works really well. Really, really well. When you think all this is on a stage, and the way they've moved it all around, the way the story flows, Arkham Asylum was brilliant. Whoever designed a set piece for Arkham Asylum definitely deserves some sort of theatre award for doing that. The costumes are really well done as well. I particularly like the fact, because obviously this is going to be playing at some really big arenas, they've got a bat screen. It's like a TV, an LED TV screen at the back of the auditorium, and it's in the shape of a bat, as if it was a bat TV screen. I think that's really well done, and a nod to people who might not be able to see everything. I think looking back on it, they used the premise of the circus to pad the show out. You know, hindsight's a wonderful thing when you're looking back at some of at the time when you're watching it, you don't really notice because you're caught up in it, oh, this is Robin's World type of thing, so you're kind of caught up in that. But to me, the second half is the better half, especially the Arkham Asylum. The way they use the set, it gives you like what's the word, force perspective, and that's really, really well done. Personally, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 7. The first half is definitely for the younger people. The second half is definitely for the diehard fans. So, definitely worth a look.
Thank you, Colin.
Thanks, Colin. Yeah, this sounds pretty awesome.
You have to send us whatever version that was of the Batman theme song you were using, because that was a little bit livelier than ours.
Yeah.
So, he had that playing in the background there. And
man, do you know when Batman! This is coming to America?
I do not.
Oh my gosh, I want to see this.
Yeah, so it definitely sounds a bit different than Christopher Nolan's take
on the material. Just a tiny bit.
Which I don't think included a suitable amount of acrobatics. But yeah, so it sounds good.
Sounds pretty good. So now is the time for spoilers.
Now, well, not quite.